exercise change.
Regarding this exercise motivation chain cycle, what do you think would be the benefits of understanding it for those that wanted to make a change around exercise?
I think one thing that's very helpful that we've already talked about is the understanding that cognitive and emotional change is just as important as behavioural change in order to keep things going and make it likely to succeed. If you are engaging in a behaviour that you hate, it's much harder to keep it going than if you've changed your attitude to it and you've changed your emotional relationship to that behaviour, whatever it might be. The other thing that's very helpful for people to know is that it is not going round a circle of change. That's a myth. We go up and down, in and out, we move from motivation to action and then back again, and that's normal. But as long as you can maintain that that push that we said in a direction, so you have that breathing space, you come back, you have more thoughts, you may have more reservations, you may have found a way of not doing something, that's fine, that's okay. So now we push a little bit further, step back, push a little bit further.
So consistently taking some steps forward.
Yeah.
And don't be too hard on yourself when one or two steps go the other way.
Yes.